So what do you do?
I'm an entrepreneur.
You're unemployed.
I wouldn't say that.
What would you say?
That I'm an entrepreneur.
Well, then what was your latest preneur?
Well, I founded an internet company that let folks download and share music for free.
Kind of like Napster?
Exactly, like Napster.
What do you mean?
I founded Napster.
Justin Timberlake there as Sean Parker in The Social Network, embodying the dream of many young startup companies. These days, it's widely accepted that the key to Ireland's economic future lies with our entrepreneurs. But we're joined now by a man who believes we've become a bit too obsessed with that idea, what he calls the cult of entrepreneurship. In fact, Gary Brown, chairman of the advertising agency Target McConnell, thinks it's becoming an epidemic. Gary, what makes you think we've gone too far in promoting entrepreneurship?
Well, judging by the amount of people I meet on a regular basis, whether I'm speaking at seminars or people coming in to present ideas, and I pose the question, you know, what do you do? And they say, I'm an entrepreneur. And I ask them to, well, what exactly is that? And they kind of look at you with a vacant stare, and there's lots of as and likes, and they never really get to the core of it. And I say, well, what have you done? And they then begin to describe what they're about to do. And I always say, well, look, you know, do me a favour, go set up a business, make some dough, create some jobs, and let other people call you an entrepreneur. Because right now, you're not an entrepreneur. You have a dream and a vision, but you don't really have a business. And I think a lot of people have become a little bit delusional about what an entrepreneur is. To me, an entrepreneur is someone who creates a business and drives a business and has a real vision, a real business plan. And unfortunately, a lot of these people don't.
So what are these guys, what kind of people are you talking about? Are they very young? Are they a bit naive? Are they spoofers?
I think all three in some cases, and obviously there are some genuine ones. But I think if you look at how I would describe some of them, you know, they blag a ticket for 3 days to the Web Summit. They dress like someone from Mumford & Sons. They sit in a beanbag. And that makes them an entrepreneur. Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't, you know.
Well, we're also joined from Kerry by serial entrepreneur Jerry Kennelly from Tweak.com. Jerry sold his previous company, Stockbyte, to Getty Images for over $100 million. Jerry, is Gary right about these guys?
Well, either Gary has lost his marbles or I have. To be honest, I think entrepreneurship is really important for the future of this country, and nurturing a situation where young people can feel that they can start a business is really, really important. I've spent many years working on this. I started a program with others called the Junior Entrepreneur Program, and this year alone, 5,000 11 and 12-year-olds have started classroom businesses. I mean, they've discovered things about themselves. They've created their own dream. And when we look back at their reviews of their year, I mean, the strong messages that come through is that they want to follow their dreams, never give up, and with hard work, anything is possible.
But
and
Jerry,
that's the sort of spirit that's really important for this country, because if you create one job for yourself, Richard, if you create a job for yourself, then you're really adding to the value of the country. And to be honest, there's spoofers in every business, and they get found out pretty quickly. And there's no place like entrepreneurship to learn the lessons of humility very fast.
Gary, what about that? I mean, surely it's important to teach kids at an early age about business and what they might be able to do in the future.
No, I'm all for that. And, you know, Jerry is a bona fide entrepreneur. So I've no arguments with people like Jerry, because he's gone out and he's done real things. However, I do believe there is this cult, and it can be dangerous. It's similar to in you know, 2005, everybody wanted to become a developer. And we had doctors and dentists becoming developers. And we all know what happened there. So you've got to be really pragmatic. And I believe in training. I believe in giving hope, and I know that Jerry's run at several courses along that lines, but there are several of these courses being set up to try and train people to be an entrepreneur. Now, I have an issue with that, because you're either an entrepreneur or not. It's like trying to put a saddle on a zebra. You know, you've got to really drill down and find out what the idea is about and make sure that these people have the ambition, the drive, the determination. And some of the people I've met, Jerry, unfortunately don't. They talk about being an entrepreneur. They're not really entrepreneurs, and there's quite a lot of them about. And that's my argument. It's not against real people with real ideas and real businesses. It's about the delusional cult of an entrepreneur. And sometimes, Jerry, they become what's the worst type is the celebrity entrepreneur. And we all know what's happened to some of those, that they're up there as dragons and apprentices. And, you know, if you look at the original lineup of dragons, and many of them are still in business now. Why? Because sometimes they take their eye off the ball and they concentrate on being a celebrity. And you know what? Everybody out there seems to want to be a celebrity.
Well, whatever about Dragon's Den, I can't be objective on that because I'm involved in it. But Jerry, what's your response to that?
Look, I think the reality here is that I think Gary really underestimates the struggle that it is to set up and run your own business. And I'm
not at all, Jerry. I've done it myself. I know what's involved.
I think it's people need to be encouraged, and some people are going to fail. And I think we have to accept the fact that failure. God be with the grace of God that we could all be there. And the thing is, you never know what's around the corner. And even people who've been in business for years have a real problem. I remember more than 30 years ago when I started my first business. You know, you had real flexibility from suppliers, you had real flexibility from the banks, you had real flexibility from the revenue, and you got things started. Now it's really, really difficult for people.
Is there a danger, Jerry, though? I mean, I think Gary would say, is there a danger that you can take it all a bit too far, that you can actually maybe create a myth around it, or that society could value these entrepreneurs more than it values? You know, we also need, you know, good doctors, we need good teachers, we need good social workers, as well as business people.
I don't think we've gone far enough at all. I mean, for years and years in Irish education, people were directed towards careers. I mean, working for yourself, or entrepreneurship as we call it now, was never really an option. No, it is an option. People can understand that they can enjoy the independence, they can enjoy the nobility of actually creating a business with a job for themselves and possibly others.
And Gary, what about
people
that
are going
point?
To fall along that road, Richard, and we have to accept that failure. And, you know, this is still the old Irish attitude coming through.
But Gary,
people
also
have to be given a chance and give it a go.
I think everyone should be given a chance. Of course they should, Jerry. I'm not arguing with that, and I'm all for encouraging young people. You know, but, you know, being a Kerry man, there's the old Shanachie. There was a time in Ireland long ago when you couldn't throw a stone, but you hit a high king. Well, I think we're in danger of, you couldn't throw a stone, but you'd hit an entrepreneur. And, you know, I think there's a problem with this. There's a lot of people out there who don't really have... And I'm going to come back to the word business, Jerry. You're a businessman. You know, when you started off, you didn't call yourself an entrepreneur, because I remember your business. And being in advertising, we used your company several times when you started off. So you became a businessman first, and you developed your business, and you had good practical application. Now, what I'm saying to you is that some of these people don't have the business acumen, but they think they do, and they call themselves an entrepreneur based on the fact that they have never set up a business. This is my problem.
Jerry.
I think Gary, to be honest, the world has changed, and, you know, today somebody can, a kid in his bedroom writing software can actually create something of real value. And that's what an entrepreneur is about. Some of them aren't capable of running businesses.
But Jerry, is that an entrepreneur or is that an inventor?
The reality is these people can change the world. The world has changed drastically. When it took me a long time to learn the learned skills of business, and, you know, I got it wrong for a very long time.
Well, Jerry, what about the young guy, you know, talking big at the Web Summit, sitting around on beanbags and isn't really doing a lot else? I think that's what Gary's saying.
I think, to be honest, the Web Summit is actually a really important part of Ireland's entrepreneurial culture. And the nurturing of young people, the fact that you can get to see your heroes face to face, I mean, that's really important. That peer-to-peer learning and that networking, which Gary also disses, I think it's really, really important, because people learn.
I'm not dissing the Web Summit. If you read what I wrote, I'm not dissing it. In fact, I wish I'd have thought of it. It's a great idea. However, I do believe it can give wings to fools. Dreams can give wings to fools. I'm all for being a dreamer, but you've got to have practical applications, real business plans, real ideas, real business. I would prefer if these guys came in and told me that, you know what, I'm about to set up a business, because that means they have to do business. When they come in and describe this kind of nebulous thing, I'm an entrepreneur, and I ask them what it is, they can't describe it.
But Gary, what about your point? I just want to ask you this point, Gary. You mentioned about the you can't throw a stone and you might hit a high king or an entrepreneur. Is that actually true? Because is a large part of the drive now in publicity, in celebrity, in TV programmes and bringing business to a wide audience, is it not, Gary, because we're coming from quite a low base in relation to entrepreneurship, and we have to try and overcompensate to encourage lots of people to go into it and to think about it as an option?
I'm all for encouragement, but I'd like it to be real. This is the core of my argument I'm putting it. I'm meeting lots of people who are calling themselves entrepreneur, and it's not real. And this to me could cause us problems down the line.
What about funding? Are they, you know, are they just interested in getting state funding and not doing the hard
work?
Well,
I have an issue with funding as well, because, I mean, I'm sure, Jerry, when you started off your business, probably like myself, nobody funded you. You did it yourself. Now, there's a difference between being involved and committed.
To be fair, you know, I got I think it was a £5,000 grant from the Kerry County Enterprise Board. And that's one of the things that got me started. And I got some help from Shannon Development and some mentoring. I mean, that is really, really important. It was important to me 30 years ago, and it's important now, because people don't know what they don't know, and they need to be helped. And, you know, any form of help that comes, whether it's people on Dragon's Den, I mean, they get a pretty light ride compared to the real world. The real world is incredibly brutal, incredibly hard work and an awful struggle, even for people who've been at it forever. So
you're just confirming my argument here, because what you're saying is absolutely right. And sometimes what's created on this program is this kind of romance of the entrepreneur, when really behind it all is hard work and application. That's what made you a success. Yeah.
But I think that there's different forms of value that can be created. People can now become very successful entrepreneurs by creating a fantastic new piece of software or a completely different view of the world. And young people have a completely different view of the world to old fogies like yourself and myself, Gary.
I understand that, and that's the way it should be.
But what about Jerry's 5,000? You know, for example, who's to know when Jerry Kennelly came in and got that 5,000 in funding, Gary, that he might have been dismissed as someone who looked like Mumford and Sons and sitting around on beanbags, and he generates a business worth $100 million.
Well, it could well be. I mean, I'm a bit dubious about giving grants, and I think people need help, because it's about, in business, there's a difference between being involved and committed, and that's the, you know, it's the Irish breakfast. The hen is involved, but the pig is committed. And in this case, you know, you really need, it's your ass in the bacon slicer, so you really need to make sure that you're committed to that business, and that if you lose, you're going to lose, because I think losing other people's money is very easy.
Jerry, is it too easy to get this funding, do you think?
It absolutely is not. I think we're lucky to have an environment in Ireland where government, for all their faults, have created an environment where it's easy to start. It's easy to start a business, and we have a very generous nature among the band of entrepreneurs that are out there in terms of mentoring and so on. But we should really remember that there aren't many more than 500 globally successful Irish entrepreneurs, and that's a very low bar. We've got a long way to go, and we should be encouraging people to change the world and to turn their dreams into reality.
Well, hopefully we'll do that and have some good debates along the way. Jerry Kennelly and Gary Brown, thanks very much for joining us on the programme.